This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hello, my name is Waru, and welcome to Where's Waru, the show where I talk about my intrigues and interests. Follow along and find out what may intrigue and interest you. Hello and welcome to my show. So today's topic is board games. I really want to make this board game, but there's multiple board games I want to do. And I hope that it become, of course, a world-renowned board game. But that's the difficult part, because trying to get it published, but it'll be nice to have a try and find a New Zealand publisher. Is it publisher? Publication. No, it's like to produce a board game. Because it'd be nice to have the board game in stores and that, but it's kind of a mixture of created and still stuck in my head with the board game. But it will be kind of more complicating but more simple than chess or Go. But I'm not quite sure about Go, because the strategicness of how that's played kind of gets really complicating, but it wouldn't be as complicating as, or with comparison to chess and Japanese chess. Japanese chess would be more complicating than the board game that I'm kind of referring to. Because, of course, don't want to really give it away, but that's kind of a bit of, yeah, it's quite interesting, just the name, Where's Waru, because it's like, where am I going in my life, and I want to make a board game, but how do you go about that when you're not exactly sure to go and everything, basically, you know, to get it shipped to New Zealand costs a literal arm and a leg just to get anything shipped here. And so trying to have a publishing one, or someone, I think the proper word is to publish, but it's not a book exactly because it's a board game. But yeah, publish or make, produce. So it'll be, yeah, interesting to have that. Okay, doesn't really help because I have to prototype. Kind of making it all confusing now, because there's multiple different types of words you're writing down. And so it's kind of complicating. What the hell do I say now? Is it a prototype, publish, or make? It's quite funny, it's prototype first and then it's publish, but when, then what does the end product be called? The Where's Waru's life of, is it the, oh, it's really confusing. Where is Waru in his life and where the hell is he going? With making a board game, but can't really say much because I really like to keep it under wraps somewhat until it is fully produced, and then people hopefully buy it and then be able to have, or you know, watch a sea of people playing the board game at the same time. I'll go on to other topics as well right now. Where, looking through this booklet that I was given called Don't Be Awkward, small group questions, but some of the questions are quite weird, like what stresses you out, but you know, in a small group of people, it's kind of an awkward question to ask, and so that may stress someone out, being asked what stresses them out. What are you afraid of? I have, well, being awkward is one. But then everyone kind of has that fear somewhat. Pet peeves. Having nothing to say, but that's kind of a normal thing for me, so it's not quite a pet peeve because it's become so normal that I've become, yeah, I just talk and all that. We'll go on to a song so I can kind of get my back to focus again. And the song is Backstreet Boys. Everybody group to the music, everybody jam. Second part of the show, talk about my autism. So I have autism, Well, back in the day, oh, I said, ah, that's not good. Back in the day, you know, I flap, clap, make noises and all the autistic thing. But that's the funny thing is, you know, people kind of don't know that exactly, because that's the type of thing I try to push away. It's like your fears of stuff, if you have fears. But trying to, for me to pull in the focus of learning to be normal and try to push away the misfiring and misfunctions of my autism, and so then people would perceive me to be normal. You know, just like in a conversation, you talk to someone and Tourette's. Yeah, they may have Tourette's, but you don't realize it because of how well they've learned to kind of focus their words into a conversation. I'm not quite sure if, anyway, next topic is my narcolepsy. It is basically a sleeping disorder. Just think of it, you're on your feet all day, you come back home, you sit on the couch, and then your body just feels completely relaxed. And that's for, with me, could be, you know, it's like 10 minutes, you know, wake up, get out of bed, go get some breakfast, but before I've even made the breakfast, I'm already in that kind of relaxed scenario, and I just want to go back to bed. And so I'm always tired, but I'm on some doctor's pills I've been given. I'm not quite sure on the pronunciation, but I think it's called Modafinil, M-O-D-A-F-I-L-N-I-L. But I'm not quite sure. They kind of work and don't work. So I'm kind of figuring out, still when to have food, when to not. Is it, you know, good to have a drink of water? You know, just trying to figure out the best bits just to help keep me awake, and so I'm not just wanting to sleep all the time. Thankfully, I don't have the narcolepsy of where I just, you know, kind of walking or driving and then I just fall completely asleep, because then that would be quite terrible. Driving, and then some people may think maybe drinking and driving, whatever, but you're just trying to keep yourself awake. But at least for me I can tell before going, or you know, I'm in that kind of area of wanting to fall asleep, but I can, you know, keep myself awake when driving. But I think it's probably because my brain is kind of, you know, there's, when you're driving, there's always these changes that are happening. So I'm thinking, is that what's keeping my brain awake from that ability to fall asleep? But the pills are kind of confusing, of figuring out what to eat and what not, and what's making me fall asleep to what's keeping me awake. Next topic. The odd thing is, when I'm hot, I am tired, but when I'm cold, I'm awake. Which, I'm pretty sure that's kind of completely different to narcolepsy. But it's that kind of confused. Oh yeah, as well as autism. It's kind of confusing because I'm trying to figure out what the hell's causing me to fall asleep, because there's the autism, brain overload, and then I just want to fall asleep. And then there's a narcolepsy, which makes me just want to fall asleep. And then there's, if I'm kind of warm, I just want to fall asleep. And then there's the food. You know, I eat food, and then I want to fall asleep. And so I'm kind of lost in what the hell is making me fall asleep, or, you know, which out of those four is making me want to fall asleep. Yeah, I'll go into the next topics after an ad break, or musical song ad break, called Big Iron on His Hip. It's a cowboy kind of song.
To the town of Albury rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather, for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
And so welcome back to to where's Wado in his life and where the hell is he going, because I have no idea. It's like a bumper, was it bumper car? One of those river ones where you're dry, or like a, what's it called? Rainbow's End. Sadly, Rainbow's End could have expanded, but they didn't, and now they're stuck between the roads that have been there for a very long time and a motorway. And so Rainbow's End could have expanded a lot bigger, but they took their time and now they're stuck forever. But it's interesting though, you know, we have a theme park in New Zealand, or one of the, I've no idea how long it's been running for, but it's nice to know it's there and it has been a part of my childhood. But I'd like to go back there and probably get some merchandise from there. That should be pretty cool. So other topics are, oh yeah, I already wrote about that. What was that? God, terrible. Blank. We'll talk about, what kind of board games interest me, or interest you, but me. Ones that are simple to explain. Simple to explain, but complicating when you get around to it. Or like, you can explain it to anyone and they understand, but when they start playing it, it becomes more complicating the longer they play. And that's kind of where my board game is. It's simple to explain, but very complicating. That's why I've kind of relate it to chess, and I'm not exactly sure about Go, but I'm kind of relating it in that area. But then there's the do I use the same kind of color combination of black and white pieces, as it's kind of, they're kind of the ones that people know of, you know, the majority of the world. And so I'm thinking of color combination of those pieces to keep it the same. But that's where my board game is. It's kind of in between a mixture of reality, as in some parts are physical, but some other parts aren't physical. But it's difficult to talk about it because I want it to, you know, I want people to play it. But I can't really say much about it because then, of course, people use the idea and all that. And then, you know, I won't get somewhat name recognition or recognition. Recognition? No, that's ignition. But yeah, that'd be really cool, I think, trying to figure out how do I produce a board game where I have no idea what I'm doing, you know, who to talk to, but it'll be nice to get that done in the where's Wado and where is he going in his life. Oh, was it? And also, this is a recording that is, it's currently 3:57 p.m. and it's Tuesday the 26th of March 2014. So if you're hearing this, that's the time and day of today. I'm not sure if anyone else gets this, but with the sleeping, you know, it's like, do you, when your feet are cold, do you struggle to fall asleep? You know, it's like, how does that work exactly? Because you're really tired, you want to fall asleep, but your feet are cold, and somehow you stay awake. Even though you're just completely knackered, you want to fall asleep, but because whatever your feet are doing, with being cold keeps you up. Because that's the problem I have. My cold feet, I stay up, and then I struggle to fall asleep. But I've got the thing that helps me fall asleep is from an old, I think it's a stovetop oven, probably around about the 70s, 80s, I think. So I kind of decommissioned or dismantled one of those top parts. And so I've kind of taken that out. And so it's the timer that I use, and it goes tick, 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 tick. And my brain helps my brain focus on that. And so then I can help fall asleep. And that's kind of the topics of what we have today. I hope I'll have more for you next time, whenever that will be exactly. Thank you for listening to my show, Where's Waru? To listen to my past episodes, go to accessradiotaranaki.com. And I hope you've enjoyed your day today, whether it be morning, noon, or nighttime. And thank you for watching. Listening.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.